This is a Survivors Network podcast. We are a charity based in Brighton who work to support survivors of sexual abuse in the Sussex area. We run many services, but it is our dedicated volunteers who have been our biggest actors, along with our counsellors and legal advisors. With the countless hours of drop-in and helpline and link sessions that they run, it is in these spaces that volunteers realise just how important the work they do can be to people's lives. In this podcast, they discuss just how important volunteering here can be in a growing movement of giving survivors a place where they can be heard.
It's important on a personal level, I think, because just wanting to help people who are in distress because of things that have happened to them. But I think it's really important on a political level as well, because we see time and time again that one of the key results of sexual violence is this disempowerment. It's this loss of a sense of self-worth, of personal safety, of a sense of control in your own life. And so every act of sexual violence is also an act of subjugation, I suppose. So what we do here is to try and support women on their journey to reclaiming that power.
I think most of all, this experience has probably given me more hope more than anything. I think when I came here, I was quite jaded by the world in which we live in, and considering myself, a woman who's very privileged, who lives in a Western country with a lot of women's rights, and the things that me and my friends are exposed to. And I was thinking about all the other women and girls in the world who don't have those rights. And so I was very jaded.
You know, I've learnt so much about the effects, the life-changing effects of sexual violence. And that isn't something that is discussed and explored in day-to-day society. So I've learnt an enormous amount there. And I've also learnt about, you know, meeting people and, you know, where you can see the humanness in individuals. And I would say that I have, in the sessions that I'm here, I can experience being non-judgmental. That doesn't carry over into day-to-day life, but, you know, it's a real special thing to be able to have, where you suspend your judgment and it genuinely is a kind of caring and attentive and supportive environment. And I think that's part of the services that Survivors Network provide.
I think it may not feel like it, but I know from feedback that we've had that you make an awful lot of difference. Just simply listening to people makes a huge difference in their lives. And even if it might just feel like it's just a casual chat or something, it will be giving the person who you're talking to so much, in terms of, you know, they have somebody who's listening to them, who's believing them, who's advising them if that's what they want. And it's just so valuable. And the feedback that we've had from people who use the service has reflected that as well.
I think I used to really think anyone involved in kind of support work stuff was a very different kind of person from me or from ordinary people. And I think I've really realised that these issues in one way or another affect everyone, and it's actually so easy to just take that step and become an active part of trying to make society better.
I think Survivors Network gives people respite and also release. It's important because I think even though our service users have sexual violence in common, their experience doesn't define them here. And they can come in and speak about people who've been rude to them on the bus, or speak about the weather, or they can speak about their experience. We treat people equally, and we trust and believe our users implicitly, which I think is really important, because women don't often get believed when they talk about the things that have happened to them.
You know, you can have a one-on-one conversation with someone, and it can be very special and really meaningful and, you know, emotional and kind of intimate in a way that, you know, because people come and they might not be comfortable talking even, let alone sort of sharing what's going on for them initially. But sometimes women astound you by being so enormously open about what's going on. So they're kind of expressing their vulnerabilities in front of you, and that's a very sort of special quality. And, you know, I found that inspirational in something that I, you know, want to do more of. I want to be you know, a bit more authentic, be confident, being able to be, you know, express my vulnerabilities.
I think actually sitting down and discussing things with people about what they've been through has opened my eyes a lot at how widely it affects so many different people and in so many different ways. And for me personally, I feel like it's changed my outlook on mental health a lot as well, because I think there's a lot of that interlinked with these kind of issues. I feel like I'm more able to understand people's situations and experiences and that come along with mental health issues, whereas in everyday life I may not have ever come across that. So I'm grateful for that experience as well.
Coming here, I see what organisations like this do, just for the individual and also I think for the people who work here as well, yeah, and the volunteers.
I think speaking to service users it reminds you every day how important it is for them. And then speaking to volunteers, it's another space where they can come, feel useful, feel needed, feel wanted. And it's just, especially having a women's only space, can feel really safe and comforting to have somewhere to come to and to still call your own.
It takes a lot of courage to seek help, and we're here to help in your journey to heal. If you wish to find more information on the services that we provide, or if you're seeking a volunteering experience to support survivors, please visit our Facebook page or website under Survivors Network. Or you can call the number 01273 203 380. Thank you for listening.